Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. As always, if you would like to call in your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Tonight's show is all about living your life. If you found yourself now in a place where children are grown and you're single, you're all alone, and you don't know what to do, not long after arriving in the greater Atlanta area, Clarissa quickly discovered that starting over was not as easy as she thought. Everything except employment had lined up nicely and was in place before she even moved. The search for employment was more difficult than expected and led to the journey of learning to truly trust God no matter what. This season of life has become a journey of self-discovery and life imaging reimagined as a woman in her 50s. Clarissa is the mother of two adult sons, Christopher and Kevin, and has one daughter-in-law, Amanda. She attends and serves at Excel Church at Church Atlanta in a find in her 50-plus life. I'm going to bring her on. I think she is already on here. Hello, Clarissa.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
I am. Thank you.
When I mess up something, now your church is located. I just didn't even bother to pronounce it because I said I know I'm getting ready to mess that up. How do you pronounce that part of Georgia?
That's Smyrna. Smyrna, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't even close to pronouncing it that way.
Okay.
So I just skipped it, and I just said Georgia.
Okay, you're fine. I'm still in Georgia. Oh, and I'll tell you too. My son, instead of Kevin, it's Kevon.
Kevon, thank you so much. And you know what? As I said it, I was like, that's not right here, because that's not an I, that's an O.
Well, you know what? I was gonna let it go. I said, oh, you might be listening. So I was like, I better, you know.
Yeah, straighten it out. It's okay, because I will mess up a name. In a minute. But I know I'm not perfect, so I like to admit, I can admit when I'm wrong. And like I said, I knew, right after I said his name, I said, ooh, that doesn't have an I, that has an O. And I started to try to pronounce that part of Georgia, and it wasn't coming out right. I started stumbling, so I said, oh, she in Georgia. That's why I just canceled all the other stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. At least I thought it was like, oh, wait a minute, what happened to the call? No. That's perfectly okay.
I am so glad you joined me tonight, because I need this advice, because, you know, I think it goes along with one of my questions later on. You know, I'm a single mm-hmm. mother, and my son mm-hmm. in 2 years is going to be leaving. So, and it's going to mm-hmm. be hard for, it's kind of bittersweet for me. So,
right.
I, you know, because he's always been there. And it's always been, right. whoever has come and gone, it's always been me and my son. So, that's
mm-hmm.
going to be kind of hard for me. So, I'm ready for this show, because I need some advice on this. We're going to jump right in, because the time will go by fast. I wanted to open up with, as I was reading your bio, the second mm-hmm. sentence was saying that you suddenly found yourself single again, children grown, and wondering what happened. Can you tell
mm-hmm.
the listeners in that moment, what were you feeling? Because I could only imagine the emotions that were taking place at that time. Can you tell them at that moment, what were you feeling?
Well, I was thinking about how I would present it. I know I was saying it's like my 50-plus life started when I moved here 6 months ago. But it actually, I believe it started when I was married, like well, when a person was there when I left to go to work this morning, and I get a phone call that they have left, and by midnight they are have left to go to another state. So
wow.
I started then. Yeah. So, and first of all, let me say thank you for the invite to be on the show as well. And thank you for that.
It's my honor.
But I believe it the finding life started then. But at that time, one son was out of the home, and my youngest, and when he left, I felt that one. But at that point, when I found myself single and not, you know, in the relationship that I thought I would be in for life, it was like, oh my goodness, what am I supposed to do? But I kept moving because I had my job Monday through Friday. Well, let's say I had church. So Sunday through Friday, I kept my routine going. Yeah. It's like, oh, he's gone. And I just kept moving, kept doing what I usually do. I just didn't have that person doing it with me, but they kind of had stopped doing it with me anyway. But even with that person is still there. But so I kept moving. And I believe I had been at my job for so long. You know how it is when you're on a job. If I was with a good group, and so that was my support. So to a certain point, I knew, you know, that was my support. Saturdays was a struggle.
Wow.
But I made it through. And then Sunday, it's like, it was like, I don't know what I was moving, but it was like you could tell something was missing. And it was. So I stayed, and that was in Greenville, and I stayed there. And that whole time, it's like, okay, I got to do something different. I want to move. And, of course, you know, I'm working. You know, I have a job. I would have to really mess up really bad in order to, you know, for them to get rid of me. I had intended to stay there for life. Either the government was going to shut it down. That was the other thing, you know. And so, but I... Yeah, which that got to be, you know, it's listed. So, but I just kept, I wanted to do something different, but, you know, it's hard to move from what's comfortable. And I couldn't help but think, you're in your 50s. It's not going to, you know, you're in your 50s. They say it's hard to find a job when you start getting in your 40s, 50s. So, you know, I thought about that. But everything was like, you need to move. Every church sermon, you need to move. I mean, that's what I was hearing. Get out of your comfort zone. You know, you got to leave something behind in order to move forward. And I'm one of those people. It's like, my thing is, there has to be more to life than this. But I didn't know what it is. So finally, last year, around June, July, I'm like, I'm going to do it. And the thing was just to do it. And I put my notice in. And they were shocked. I was, you know, everybody was shocked. So I did that. I did my little plan. I started packing up the house. I started throwing away stuff. I threw away his stuff. I donated his stuff. I mean, I just, you know, got rid of a lot of things. And it was like releasing things as well. You know, we can hold on to things. There are those boxes that you always carry with you. And you open it. And, I mean, if you hadn't opened a box in 3 or 4 years, you know you don't need it. I was getting rid of that type of stuff. And so I moved here, and I got here at the end of August. And, of course, you know, I'm all excited, you know, because, like I said, everything was falling in place. I had a little puppy, and, okay, it's sad. I had my son there as well, but I was more concerned about my puppy than him because I knew Chris would be fine. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do with my dog? And my son here was like, wait, we can get him later on if Chris would just keep him. So anyway, that honestly was the last thing. It's like, okay, if he's taken care of, I'll be fine. And I came, and I'm, you know, of course you're excited. And yeah. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to get a job. And I got here. I had a place to live. Of course, I had the church. And I started looking for a job. I had, you know, I had a little money that, you know, to use. But, you know, so I was looking. And the more I looked, and nothing was coming through. And the questions was, what do you want to do? What have you done? What field are you in? But what stuck out is, like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. and it was just listening to the people around me and saying, you know, what they've done and what feel, you know, where they want it to go. And, it, I mean, it, I would come home thinking, like, I really don't know what I really, really want to do. My motivations had changed. And yes. Then I got here, and I think that's when, to go back to what you said, to what am I going to do now? I think it hit me when I got here, because what happened was I was alone.
Wow.
I mean, you know, nobody, I mean, I had my own little place. And
yes.
There was nobody there, and I had no job to go to. And I had nothing to do but be with me and my thoughts until, you know, maybe my son had a minute for mama. And so, that's when it's like when life started hitting me. That it's like, okay, who am I now? Because I had been a wife. I had been, and even before then, I had raised my boys before he even came along. So
yeah.
I was no longer mother to, you know, mom to people who needed me at the same level. They have, you know, they have one has a wife, and she has taken my place. Thank God I love her though. But she had taken my place, and I had to deal with that because I couldn't get mad when he didn't have time for me. And my other son, when we were in Greenville, I couldn't get mad because he was doing what I had wanted him to do. He loves theater. He was working and doing theater, so there was no time for me. And so when the husband left, you know, I was like, well, nobody has time for me now. So I have had to learn to kind of operate on my own. I had to ask, who were you before those children came along? And probably who I was before they came along, I don't need to be today. okay, I said a lot. So here I am. And that's when I started. I was like, okay, so I've always wanted to write. So I'm like, I'm going to start a blog. And the name I came up with was Finding My 50-Plus Life.
And I love that. I absolutely love it, and a lot of what you said, because, you know, you were fine, and that's what we do a lot of times when situations come along. You were fine because you kept yourself occupied with, you know, work and with different things. And so it took whenever you moved, that's when you finally had to deal with what had happened and where you were. And that leads into, you know, it kind of led into my next question, being a woman. And what I mean by that is being a woman, we often allow our families, our jobs, our children, and it to become our whole life.
Exactly.
Because when we give, we give exactly. everything we have. And we often
mm-hmm.
lose ourselves. And with that
right.
being said, after every, you know, when you finally was in that space,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, okay, who am I? You know, you
mm-hmm.
had to learn yourself over, you know, all over again. How important is it, do you feel, for us as women to keep our individuality? You can be married and have somebody, but you're a total different, you know, you're two different individuals. How important do you feel that it's in, that we should keep our individuality?
Oh, now I have learned that it's very important. I heard a message, and my pastor talked about it. When I first got here, he was talking about relationships. And the first thing I thought is, like, I should have waited, like, a month before I came to want to hear. But he talked about you becoming whole yourself
mm-hmm.
and as an individual. Because you got to be whole yourself in order to be healthy and be any good to anybody. And the thing is to find another person who is whole. But, Adeline, like you say, we put so much into kids, and then we forget what we like to do and what the desires
yeah.
that we have. Or I say kids, because I was single mother longer than married. But it's important to take time for yourself and
yeah.
to, it's possible. And I mean, there's something. I had a bad habit of, and I don't think I did what I thought I should do. Everywhere I went, my boys went, for the most part.
Yeah.
I really didn't do a lot of social things and without feeling guilty. So I would say if you can find somebody, maybe you have a friend or family, somebody that can keep your children, if not just once a month, to
yes.
allow you to get out and just, you know, discover who you are. Just to,
absolutely.
If not to discover it, but to just to continue being who you are, because you can also lose it.
Yes.
If if you're already operating in a space, but you can lose that if you allow children, spouse, anybody to take over that. I heard another message about learning to be single. Even if you're married, you need to learn to be single.
Yes.
And
yes.
And the thing is, to know it's okay. To know it's okay.
Yes.
Because you got to be healthy in order to be healthy to somebody else. Or in order
absolutely.
To take care of your children. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't change it the way I did it, but now I know, and I guess I am young enough to realize it, and now I have enough time to discover, you know, or to not figure out, but, you know, like I said, reimagine life again.
Yes. And see, that's something that I and I giggle because I because that's one of the things that I drive home all the time. I'm 45. I'll be 46 in September, and
mm-hmm.
I tell people, and for some reason, people have when they're single, they have this negative ideal of being single. Being single
right.
is not who you are. You know, it's not a title that you wear, but while you're single, and I say this all the time, while you're single, find out who you are. Find out what you
yeah.
like and what you don't like. The worst thing to do is
uh-huh.
to hit somebody, and then you find out, oh, I don't like that, but then you know what I mean? You're in it. So,
yeah.
you know, and that's
yeah.
not fair to that other person. So find out
right.
who you are. Find out what you like and what
mm-hmm.
you don't like. And I also, because
right.
I said this to somebody the other night, because it's one of my pet peeves, and I said this, I think it was Monday, I was talking with somebody, and you know, when you were talking about being an individual, you know, being individual, being whole in yourself, it's one of my pet peeves when I hear people say, oh, this is my better half, or this is my other half.
Mm-hmm.
No,
right.
You're whole and be whole in yourself. And if you're saying this is my better half, then what, you look at them as being better than you look at your own self? You know,
well,
we say things all the time, but
we
never really think about what we're saying.
True. And I never thought about it that way. Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
And that's
but
one of my pet peeves,
right.
And I, you know, and I know people be like, oh, here comes Shell on her soapbox again. Well, I do. I get on my, you know, because it's the truth, you know. And don't get me wrong, because I was in a 19, almost 20-year relationship with my son's father. Then I ended up with that and was in a almost 9-year relationship with somebody else. And now I'm single without anybody, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Now I want to be married one day, and whenever God sends him, then I'll be ready, you know, because he's preparing me now. But while it's just me, I am loving it.
Yeah, I absolutely,
you know. And a lot of people don't.
Right?
They don't. They just want to be depressed all the time.
And that was my thing, because even now, to learn to be single, I guess it started with. I was always so excited to eat things that I didn't have to worry about feeding anybody, so I could eat what I wanted to eat and eat as much or as little as I wanted to. And so one of the things when I got here, like I said, I thought my life would be different because I'm thinking I'd get a job. And the thing is, what the job was going to do was give me some money so I could get out and do different things. And I have said, you know, after I realized the job wasn't coming easy, that evidently it's not about the job. And it is about just being okay with who you are. And, you know, if you don't have a job, it's perfectly fine. You know, you will find one, even though I struggled with it. But, I want to get to the place where I'm really enjoying just, you know, being content with things as is. And that's just with me, you know. it's just me. Yeah.
And see, but you did something that a lot of us would have such a hard time, and we still have, you know, that we struggle with a lot. At least I know I do sometimes. And you took a huge leap of faith. You took a huge one. And I know sometimes when God tells us, you know, you said after much prayer, I know sometimes when God tells us to do things, and, you know, if you're like me, you know, when you get to the place, you'd be like, oh, okay, God, now can you confirm that? Because what he's telling you, you're like, okay, can you confirm that? And then once he confirms it, you're like, okay, you want me to do what now? You know, you still have that thing in your mind. But you took a big leap of faith, and you moved from one state all the way to a whole nother state. And for me, you know, you learn how to trust God, but can you tell the listeners when you got there and you realized you was in your process and employment wasn't readily available? What was that like? Was it did you have a second thought like, okay, Lord, maybe I didn't hear you correctly? Maybe I moved out of self. Did you ever question it and think like maybe you moved out of self because, you know?
I did. I've struggled with just doubt and trusting myself, because I started like, oh, maybe that was just another one of your little stupid ideas, you know. And I was like, did I just do something that made myself think that God said that? I was definitely like, ooh, was I not wrong? But then I was like, but I can't go back. And then I doubted, but then I still knew it's like it got to be something to it. And every time it always leads back to just trusting him. And I was like, you think you trust anyway. And so I started saying, okay, I'm not getting a job. So evidently I was trusting that paycheck because, that's, I mean, I like my job, but come on, it was a paycheck,
Exactly.
And I struggled. I would have a day of a doubt and felt in a pity party, and then the next day I'll read a verse or something, and I was fine a day or two, and then I get to another day, it's like I got everything that I read the day before. So I had to pray like, Lord, forgive me for not trusting you and trusting, that a job is going to make a difference. Because anyway, like somebody said the other day, I get the job, it's going to be something else. And then I did also go through with that. I had to move out of the place that I had moved into. I had to move in with the newlyweds. But it was still either move in with them or go back to South Carolina. And then to even do that is like, where could I go? My other son was going to just put me in a little small room that I don't want to be in. and that's how I was thinking. And so it's like you either going to trust God or you going back. And if I went back, I was going to be miserable and still wanting to, wonder what would have happened or regretting that I didn't, because I was miserable when I was there. And not that it was that bad, I just knew it was something better. And so it got to be, even though I didn't have a job, it's like trusting. So that happened. Checking account got closed. Cell phone. I don't know if I had to give you a different number, but I ended up having to get another phone. But my other son helped me with that. So you deal with a thing of pride, because
yes,
the people that you have taken care of and that I want to be a help to them, I'm now having to depend on them. And I hope, as I said to my son before yesterday, now I'm having a car issue. And I said to him, I said, oh, I hope you don't have flashbacks of when you ask me for the car and I wouldn't let you take it. So, I have to ask him, can I drive your car now? So I really, it's really a walk of faith, a walk of your pride. I mean, you've learned how much pride you have, and just so much pride that just you need to, that I've had to, and I have to say me, that I've had to realize and say, ooh, that's not pretty, and Lord forgive me. So there was, a lot of doubt. I started a job Monday. And,
wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I started a job, and on the way home, before I can get home, my car started smoking. The job is not just the job, because there's always going to be something. The job's not changing anything.
Exactly.
There's still hurdles to cross. So, there was a time if I would have saw smoke coming from the car, I probably would have had to call you and say, I can't do this, I'm sorry. I would have a meltdown.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of growth.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's an inspiration just listening to you, because you're going through this process now, and you're still you're still laughing, you're still cheerful, and everything, you know, when you're saying it, you're finding the good in it. You're like, okay, well, you know what? It's not just the job. They could have, you know what I mean? Because if I didn't have the job, it would be something else. Now I got the job, and then the car started messing up. So it's not just not having a job. So you're looking at it. You're really starting to say, okay, Lord, I'm in this process. Don't know how, you know, what you want me to get at, but I'm in it. You know, and you're going through it, because a lot of times, and I'm like you, I've grown. And like you said, it's a growing process, because over the years I've grown, because it used to be when any little thing would happen, trust me, would break down. I would cry, and I still cry, but I cry for other reasons. But, you know, I would cry. I would just, you know, be just nervous and just couldn't sleep, couldn't, you know, just all kinds of stuff. But now, you know, when God takes you through some things and you know that, okay, God got me, then you can kind of, you know, even though your knees may buckle, you don't fall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can even see that you're going through this even now, and you're like, okay, it is what it is. It is what it is. And and that brings me to, you know, finding my 50-something life, my 50-plus life. Okay, that blog came about because you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm 50 plus, and I'm trying to find out where I am in this world. So when that came about, what exactly, can you explain exactly what it entails? And when someone goes on your blog, what can they, you know, what can they find there?
Okay. It's one of the things that I have learned is, and it's still a thing of pride. I wouldn't tell anybody what was going on. To tell you all of that stuff, I wouldn't say, because I would be ashamed of it. But I've learned that your struggles can help somebody. One of my things is, nobody tell you what happens in the middle. You always hear about, I've gone through the fire, and now, you know, life is good. You know, I didn't get burned. But what happened in between you getting to, from that fire to, you know, the blessing? And nobody ever tells you that. And so I had to think, you know, of course, every people have blogs, but then I said, okay, well, this is my story. So what I do, I share just some of my, some of my ugliness. Or, you know, if I'm, like I just told you, my pride, you know, just walking through it and how I feel. You know, I always said, if I see 85 North, I just want to keep driving. But I don't, you know, because it's like I just want to give up and, like, say, forget it and just keep driving. But I'm still here. I'm still walking through it. So it's like, even though I want to give up, it's okay. I'm human. But as long as I don't do it, that's the important thing. And just some of the things that I've gone through, one of the things on the blog is I started depending on my Google Maps. And every time I would go somewhere, I don't know where I'm going. I'm learning the area, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm really trusting where this thing is telling me to go. Like, what if I trusted God like that?
Wow.
To just allow Him to guide me, because I'll pray, Lord, guide me, but most of the time I still go the way I want to go. I went to this little place I didn't know, and I got there, and I was on my way, and the thought came to me, what if I trusted God this way? I got ready to leave the place to come back home, and how about my phone wouldn't work? I don't know what happened to it. But I couldn't get Google Maps to work. I couldn't get no kind of map to work, anything. So I started laughing because I said, I guess I'm getting my question answered. And the only thing I knew was to turn left. And I was like, Holy Spirit, you got to tell me how to get back home. And I was able to get back to a familiar place I was like probably 30 miles from where I knew. And so I wrote about that. And so it's just little things that little pieces of my journey as I go. So that's what is on the blog. It's just, you know, a few things I wrote about my journey.
Well, and you know what? I can see it being an inspiration to people because, you know, we often, like you said, we pray it all the time. We pray, you know, God, I trust you. You know, I trust you. But then when you put in situations, that's when you find out how much you really do trust him. And right now you're on a complete faith walk.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a complete faith walk and, you know, you're completely trusting God. And it's almost like a day-to-day thing, you know, with you, okay, Lord, now, you know, what is it today? You know, it's like a day-to-day, which it should be for all of us. You know, Lord, what is it that you want me to do today? Where are you going to take me today? And I love the name, Finding My 50-Plus Life, because that's exactly what you're doing. You know, and even though you hit bumps in the road, you know, you don't let it stop you. You say, okay.
Yeah.
You know, because me, I would have been, if I was somewhere and I didn't know where, you know, I would have been crying. And I probably would have got real frustrated because my phone didn't work and I would have been, you know, I already have, like, driving in traffic is not my thing anyway. So I probably, and then to be somewhere, because there's places, and I've been living in Myrtle Beach for quite some time now. And there's still some roads that I won't go down because I don't know where they're going to take me.
Yeah.
So I still won't go down them. And for you to be in a new place, get somewhere, get somewhere, and then you're like, okay, I don't know. And then you're like, okay, Holy Spirit, you know. I mean, and a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times we don't even think about, you know, that comes with maturity. Knowing that we can call on the Holy Spirit and say, okay, you got to guide me. Because he is a guide. You got to show me. You got to tell me now what it is that you want me to do.
Yeah, and that particular day, too, I'm like, and you know I don't have gas for no, you're going the wrong way. I didn't have gas to play. So.
And you know, I love that you're able to, and I thank God that you accept it, because like you said, pride sometimes stops us from getting where we need to be. You know, the fact that you can come on here and you can tell about what you're experiencing, things that you've experienced, and you know you've gone through, and you laugh about it, you know, and I think that's one of, that shows growth there, and I think it's just wonderful that you're able to do that, and I'm grateful that I have a platform that you're able to do it on, because you never know. There may be a woman somewhere or a man somewhere who find themselves in a situation and they don't know what to do. And I think and I believe that just hearing you and saying, you know, hearing you say, you know what, pick yourself up, dust yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You're in your 50s. It's not too late.
Mm-mm.
If you're still here, then you have purpose.
Right. Life will hit you. It doesn't matter. I had to learn, one of the things I thought, it's like, it's not that I've done so good. One of the things I struggled with as well in talking about that, I felt like I had raised my boys, and it's not that they are the best. People, I mean, they are, you know, I think I did pretty good, and I think, what I didn't want them to become, they didn't, And I dedicated, I dedicated my life to them. Everything was based around them. And so, of course, I'm like, okay, God, now it's my turn. And I was just like, well, I got to go through this.
When it's finally your turn, you got to go up, down, all the way around, do flips and everything
right.
else.
Right. And even like the type of job that I would work, I did it because I wanted to either be home when they were home, because I worked in a school. So it's either like you have money or you don't have money. So where we live, I chose not to work in manufacturing, because that was a big thing, because that would not, that would be a lot of hours working and less hours with them. And I kept them involved in different things. I was, their friends would come to the house. I mean, it was like, I did the mama thing, to the best of my ability, by myself. And so, so now it's like, okay, can it be my turn? And so, yeah, so now like you said, I think God will get you to a place so you can find out what you made of. And
yeah.
And we say, we'll say, I trust you. And we do all these things because I've been going to church. But it's like, do you really?
Yeah.
And I do believe that I'm having to walk that out. It's like, do you really? And so it really, it's been something else. But it's like, you either you trust him or you just turn around and do whatever you want to do. And I think, if we do it our way, it's not going to turn out well anyway.
Exactly.
So
you're going to end up in a worse position than you was to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Because I've done that a lot. When I tell you, I've done it a lot because I'm one of those stubborn people. And a lot of times when you're a single mother, we're so used to doing it ourselves that we take that mentality, and it's hard to say, but I know I have. I take that mentality that something, I'll ask God for help, and then I'll try and fix it. Because I'm so used to fixing it. Well, after I've dug so many holes for myself that I've had to, I dug so many holes that I've fallen in, hit so many walls. After all these years, I finally said, okay, Lord, when I say I'm taking my hands off of it, I really mean it this time. Like, I'm for real. I'm done. Because you get tired of getting beat up. And then you can't blame nobody because you did it yourself. You can't
blame nobody but yourself. That's it.
And
you're right, because we trust him. And I'm the same way. I'm learning also, because my thing is I got it. So I'm learning that I can't have it. I got to give it to him. And I trust him, but I would trust him until that next paycheck came. And not because I know that check is coming, but now he's got me to a place, I don't know where stuff coming from. And it comes, it might not come as quick as I want it to, but I'm having to trust that he's going to supply it, because there's no check coming from any, there's no check coming or which I can help him out. So it's basically, I can't help you out now. Because that's what I like to do. I like to help them out. I'm in a place where it's like I just have to trust that he's going to work it out. Trust he's going to work it out. And like you say, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and being a single mother, you do. I was like that too. I was, I got it. I can get it done. I can get it done. And especially if I have asked somebody to help me do it, and then it's like, okay, fine, I got it for real. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen in spite of.
And it's just
I feel like a lot of times, you know, when we go through things like that, and I can do that now because, like I said, with maturity, I feel like a lot of times, you know, when I stuff come up now that I normally would lose it over, I just kind of give them. I was like, all right, Lord, I'm going to be honest with you. This really is not funny, but whatever it is that you're trying to teach me, help me to go ahead and learn this so I can go ahead and move past it. You know, because I'm like, all right, you know, with stuff like you said, like, you know, being stuck and your Jeep and your phone goes, you know, wouldn't work and you couldn't find, you know, couldn't get GPS, couldn't get, you know, Google Maps, couldn't get nothing, you know, in situations like that where I would normally, you know, lose it, now I'll be like, I'll just laugh and be like, okay, God, this really is not funny. You're going to have to help me get home. So I'm going to sit right here until you tell me how to get there. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, and that's like when, you know, like, crap, I start the job Monday, and Monday afternoon, I mean, the car driving good, I'm feeling good, and I turn, and I'm looking, and I see smoke, and I'm looking, I was like, oh, I hope that's not me. I look, and then I'm like, oh, that's me, and I pulled over into the parking space, and I was like, I say, Lord, you really are working to make sure that I learn to trust you. Because now, of course, that's another expense, you know, to even find out what that is. So, you know, but yeah, it's like, because like you say, that car, that is the one thing that if that car was messed up, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do because that is how I go. I don't know what it's like not to have one. And, you know, and so, yeah, long time ago, and even here, if it had happened probably any time before that day, I probably would have been like, okay, I messed up. I'm not supposed to be here. I would probably took that to say, okay, he's showing me that I was wrong. And so even though it happened, I think it happened when it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Like I say, maybe even if it happened last Monday, I probably would have been, like, stupid for a few days, you know. So, yeah. But, you know, but, yeah, it's a lot of growth. And the thing is to know, even though at this age, it's okay because it's better late than never.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, some people never get it. Some people never get it. And, and just to, you know, I even say if I have to go through it in order to help somebody else, and I put it as if I have to be on the front line, even if it's not, it's only to help somebody in my family or, you know, because you never know who's watching you.
Exactly.
You never know who's watching. And then just to learn to, and also being that one to have to ask somebody else for help, because I have always had a hard time asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
I did it here. I sat over there in that little place for a couple of days with probably needing something, and like, I'm not asking. People should be calling to see if I'm alive, you know. You know, I'm having one of those days, but then it clicked. Sometimes God will send you help, and then you too prideful or selfish to accept it. Mm-hmm. And so, and I learned, you know, mindset. I had to have and am having a mindset shift because I'm having to think differently.
Wow.
I mean, really, in my 50s, I even got to a point, it's like, I thought I knew. But honestly, I don't, you know. I don't have an alarm. I have an alarm some things because I thought things that they wasn't necessarily wrong, but they wasn't benefiting me in the long run, I guess. That's it. But they wasn't wrong, but, you know, they wasn't benefiting me in the long run. So it's been a lot of mindset shift as well.
Now, how can I put this? Because sometimes we don't know until we're almost out of the process that God has us in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of see with everything and how things are going, why God got you in this process?
Honestly, I don't. I say, Lord, what are you trying to do? And I don't see it. I don't know if it's gonna come through me writing it down. I always wanted to write a book, so I don't know if it's for me to actually do that. I mean, that's one. If I sat there, if you asked me something, it's like, what did you want to do? I can say. Write a book has been the thing that I have wanted to do for years, and that probably been before children. And one of those things, I just didn't. I don't know if it's for that or to just for, like I say, maybe a family member, somebody. I honestly don't know. I ask, like, how you got me going through this? But I have to learn that regardless, because we are supposed to do this, he's supposed to be enough.
Yeah.
And in which, you know, to that's a hard thing to get to. People say it, oh, he's enough, but
yes,
you know,
it is.
Uh-huh. But, you know, so just to say, oh, yeah, my purpose is, no, I can't really say. Not today. I'll definitely
why?
Know when I find it. Today, no, but honestly, today, asking me right now, I can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and I know that that's okay because, like I said, a lot of times we don't understand the process we're going through and why God got us through it until we're almost out of it. You know, we recognize that, God, you got me in a process. I'm going to learn something. You're trying to teach me something. And, you know, and we recognize that. But a lot of times we don't know what it is that he was processing us for until we're almost right there getting ready to walk into it. And, you know, because he's taken me, last year he took me through some processes and some transitions that I thought I was going to lose my mind. And I finally had one point I said, Lord, come on now, you know what, this right here is for the birds. I ain't trying to deal with this. I don't know what you're trying to teach me, but this right here, I don't know if I can do this. I really don't know if I can handle this, Lord. Now, I'm about tired. And then I finally, after a while, I finally said, okay, Lord, I don't know what you want me to learn, but help me to learn what I have to learn because I don't want to go through this no more. So you help me learn what I need to learn.
Right.
So I get that you don't know yet. But even when you were talking about the book, you know, I would love to read Finding My 50-plus Life book. I would love to read it because I believe that, you know, there's going to be a lot of wisdom. There's going to be a lot of things that will inspire or help someone to grow who is facing the same things. And I say it all the time that what we go through is not about us. Yeah, we learn from it and we experience, but it's not about us. It's never been about us. It never will be about us. It's so that he can get the glory, but it's because of somebody that we're going to meet on our way, on the path that he has us down, that we're going to have to help.
Yes. Right.
So that's how I get through things. I keep that in mind. It's not about me.
Yeah, and you're right. And you know what? And honestly, if part of it, I wouldn't be talking to you today if I wasn't going down this path. We wouldn't be having this conversation. So part of it led to me being able to talk to you. So
Well, thank you, Lord.
I guess little bits and pieces, but yeah, I mean, if things were going like I thought they would have the way I thought they should be going, probably wouldn't be no 50 finding no 50 plus life, which led me to talk to somebody who talked to you, and now we're talking.
Exactly. So look at God, and I believe that everything happens for a reason, and you know, and God knows our end. You know, He knows where we're going to end up at, and so I take now. Of course, we can veer off of His path that He has for us and cause unfortunate things that, you know what I mean, that happen. You know, but I believe that, you know, it was the fact that you're on here tonight was destined. You know, I believe it was destined because, you know, I need to hear it. And those who are listening need to hear it. See, look at the time. Time has already gone by.
You said that, and I was, and cause, you know, I was stressing about this. I was sleep.
You know,
and
a lot of people do.
Yeah. Okay. See, and I'm also learning that I'm not the only one. You know. But yeah, I was. I woke up and I was like, oh, it's over. And I said, wait a minute, I hadn't even talked to her.
Oh, that's funny. I am so worried.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, and I tell them, it's like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, you know what? That's why I don't give questions beforehand. I always just like it to be just a conversation, just like you're talking. And I have a gift to gab, so I just talk. I could talk to anybody. So that's what I do. I just talk, I laugh, and I try to make people feel comfortable, let them be themselves.
Yeah.
Because,
right.
You know, if I couldn't be myself, then I wouldn't be on the air. Because I am a whole different kind of person, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a whole different kind of person. So,
well,
you know.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And,
well, you
and
know what?
Right,
I don't want
because,
you to. Go ahead. No,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Oh, well, no, and I'm glad you did, because if there was questions, I would have stressed, because I would have been, like, trying to get it right. So.
Exactly.
Appreciate.
That's why
I don't, because
they would have rehearsed the question, and then it would have been like we would have fumbled over everything. No, let's just talk. That's all I want. Let's just talk. So before I end the show, though, I do want you to tell the listeners how they can follow you, where they can go to your blog, and I also want you to leave them with somebody that may be facing starting over, regardless of what age they are. Give them some words of encouragement about just going through. And I'll give you, you can go ahead.
All right. I have a website where the blog is, and some of the things I wrote, and it is www.findingmy50pluslife.com, and 50 is spelled out, so it's all words. And then I have a Facebook. You can go and like it. And that is, facebook.com/50plus life. And so you can find me there. And if somebody is going through, one of the things, I went to a retreat. If you're going through something and you think life is falling apart, just trust God. But one of the things I heard at the retreat that I went to a few weeks back, there is nothing wrong with you.
Wow.
And that right there, when I heard that, there's nothing wrong with you, I mean, I started looking at things differently. So if you're going through, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just life. The thing is not to quit, not to give up. Just keep pushing. And trust God. He'll get you through it. He's gonna get you through it no matter what. You just don't give up on Him. Don't give up on yourself. But remember, there's nothing wrong with you. And I just leave it right there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for accepting.
Thank you.
and I really enjoyed our conversation.
I really enjoyed our conversation.
I think that it's therapeutic as well for you to get a chance to talk about, you know, the things that you face, the things that you're facing even now. I think it's therapeutic, and it also gives you, you know, the strength to continue on. You could just stay on real quick because I'm just going to go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
I just want to say to the listeners, tonight has been a great show because I've learned a lot. I've gained strength. I've been encouraged because when you think that you've gone through and you face so much, then you talk to somebody who's facing something a little bit more difficult than what you're facing. And my guest, Miss Clarissa, she took a leap of faith that I don't even know if I could have taken to move from one state and go to another, and she's pushing through it. And I commend her. I was honored to talk to her tonight, and I hope that someone, as always, is always my prayer that somebody was encouraged, somebody was motivated, and somebody is definitely inspired. And keep your head up. Keep looking toward God because he is our help. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And trust him. You may not like your process. More than likely, you're not going to like your process because that means he's processing you through some things, getting some things out of you so that he can put some new things in you. But just trust him. Trust him. And instead of saying, God, if you get me out of this, try saying, God, help me through this. Help me through this. Show me what it is that you want me to learn so that I can help somebody in the future so that you can get the glory because it's all about him. Again, I thank my guest, Ms. Clarissa, for being on here tonight. I have truly enjoyed you. And to the listeners out there, join me next week, Wednesday, beginning at 6:30 for another show, another Be Inspired with Michelle G show. I thank you all for listening, for tuning in. Thank you to the faithful listeners, those who tune in every week, those who are here and those who are nationwide, those who are in Africa and Russian Federation, Norway. I thank you all for listening. God, I thank you. I thank God for just this platform because I believe that he gave me this platform to help someone. And that I can encourage other people. So thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in again. Thank you, Miss Clarissa. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you tonight. And you guys, like I always say, thank you. Like I always say to you guys have a good night and be blessed.
All right. Good night.
Good night.